doctors and nurses and dentists, at some point in their career, they reach a point where now you're looking at what kind of legacy am I going to leave and what kind of stories am I going to be able to tell my grandkids? And the Navy offers that. It offers you the ability to practice your medicine and build just an immense amount of stories that I did something that really meant something.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and as the country celebrates 250 years of America and everything that makes it great, including, of course, our incredible men and women in uniform. When you get up to 250 years old, you definitely want to be looking out to be as healthy as possible. The Navy has that in hand with a new initiative to inspire, engage, and recruit that next generation of healthcare superstars. Get them involved in the career and get them in uniform. Excited to have on the line with us Chief Marketing Officer of the Navy, Alan Owens, and Chief Counselor Michael Yalen, who is the National Director of Physician and Provider Recruitment for the U.S. Navy. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Michael, before we get into the campaign and all the opportunities, people think of the Navy, obviously they think ships, maybe these days combat, protecting America. But if you can, kind of share that great history in healthcare that the Navy has now and has always had.
Yeah, so we go back over 150 years. Medical Corps was established such a long time ago. And, you know, we've got great roots back to when the hospital corpsman established the physician associate now term, or the physician assistant career path. And so a lot of folks don't even know that that's a thing, and that, you know, the Navy was kind of the pioneer of that career path within medicine. And so great, great history from primary care to operational medicine and everything in between. So,
yeah, and that's something we often find is that the Navy has so many opportunities that folks don't even realize, you know. So we have a medical corps, we've got a Navy nurse corps, a medical service corps, a dental corps. So, you know, pretty much what you'll find in the Navy is that we're a reflection of everything that's out there in the civilian side, because we have to make sure that our sailors and their families get the top-notch care that they need so that they can accomplish the mission.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Alan, anytime you have something important, cool, or a great opportunity, you're going to want to get the marketing minds involved to present it in the best way possible, share all the positives, get people excited. Talk a little bit about the campaign and why the Navy decided to get everybody on board and mobilized to help share this particular initiative.
Sure. So the Navy, again, not unlike the civilian sector, is experiencing a significant shortage of healthcare professionals, right? So we're always a reflection of what's happening in society. And so right now, you know, we really have the need for healthcare professionals. And so, yes, we'll look to marketing, and with overall government, you know, resources are constrained. So we have to do things in a smarter way. So rather than coming up with a television commercial that will play everywhere or radio commercials to be played everywhere, we have a campaign targeting of audiences in areas that make sense. So that's why we have a largely digital campaign, but also on billboards, and we are strategic in the markets that we're speaking to, which is why we wanted to be in Chicago, is we know that Chicago is well known for having some top medical schools as well as medical facilities and research facilities. So that's where we are. We'll be in the places where the doctors are and where the nurses and dentists are, and whether that be at the gyms in those areas, the fitness centers within the hospitals, within the local billboards in those areas, that's where they'll find us. And then we also have a YouTube series called Medicine Unscripted that's also being digitally pushed in those areas so that they can see what content we have. And with that Medicine Unscripted content, we actually have civilian doctors talking to Navy doctors about their experiences and how things are different.
Oh, that's interesting. The civilian doctors and the Navy doctors together. So, Michael, I wanted to ask you, you know, you help direct recruitment for physicians and dentists and other things essential, not only, as Alan mentioned, not only to the Navy, but everyday life and for everybody. So what is it about those careers and those fields? You know, they're always needed, the medical field, healthcare field, great, typically appealing, right? Almost kind of insulated from the AI side of it. But what makes it different or special in the Navy? You've got these people talking, but for those people considering that career, why should the Navy be the way to go?
Yeah, great question. So there's, you know, it's like an olive branch. There's so many different paths we can go down. And so we'll kind of touch on a few of them. And so, you know, when you go into medicine, you're serving already, and there's purpose there, obviously, but it's different when you serve in a capacity for not only within medicine, but also like protecting and caring for the warfighters and their families. Stateside here, access to care is a problem on the civilian side. And we have 10 times just as large of a problem for access to care. And we want to bring the warfighters home, right? The folks that are over the seas doing what they're doing. We want to make sure we bring them home. And so like from the primary care to the operational capacity, we want to make sure we're doing that. There's a lot of things like insurance billing and getting privilege through, you know, 10, 15, 20 different, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, all the things. We only go through TRICARE because that's what we do. And so there's one of those lines that doesn't have to get worried about. And so malpractice is a big thing nowadays. You know, everyone's having issues out there. So that's one thing that you don't have to worry about as a Navy physician via the Federal Tort Act. Stability is huge. You know, mental health and work-life balance is probably the number one factor aside of compensation. Like, you know, if you did a panel to physicians right now, and through Navy medicine, you really understand what your work week's going to look like, what the year's going to look like, your support staff, the service line, subspecialty tracks. So it's really all laid out because there's so much support involved, and you don't have to worry about private equity or different things that sometimes, you know, have more of a control or oversight on things. And, you know, everything's done internally with us and with the DHA. And, you know, there's no bad Navy base. I mean, San Diego, Virginia Beach area, Washington State, Florida, it's pretty tough life if you ask me.
And Michael's exactly right. I'd like to say that we are the doctors that we speak to who join, who have the civilian practice experience and then join the military and join the Navy. That's a couple of their biggest things is all the administrative burdens are released from them and they're just left to do what they love to do, which is to practice healthcare with their patients. Again, without having to go through layers of insurance, you know, approvals, they can just do what they need to do to treat their patients the way they want to. And coming from a 21-year experience in the Navy as well myself, I can tell you before we got into the marketing side of this, I can tell you that there's been often times where in my Navy career, I just look around me at the culture that I'm immersed in and at the thing that I'm doing at that moment and go, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this. And so we know that, you know, doctors at some point in their career, they reach a point where, and nurses and dentists, where no longer are you concerned about, you know, paying back the medical school debt and whatnot. And now you're looking at what kind of legacy am I going to leave and what kind of stories am I going to be able to tell, you know, my grandkids. And the Navy offers that. It offers you the ability to practice your medicine, and also build just an immense amount of stories that you're going to one day be able to tell your children and grandchildren that I did something that really meant something.
You mentioned that I think that career, you got a little bit of that stability being a part of that legacy and add to it. And so I wanted to ask, because you mentioned some things that I don't know that I was necessarily completely sure. And there's a lot of opportunities for young people. And I think I mentioned, like, so our family has a, you know, a background on the service side and then also on the healthcare side. Is my mother-in-law was a career nurse for the VA. And so she dealt with a lot of that kind of stuff. And our daughter is just graduating from high school now. Is up. She's still at this exact moment in the running for an appointment to the Naval Academy, but also for the Navy ROTC scholarship in nursing and healthcare is going to be her focus. So, you know, the younger people and some of those, and there's a lot of them. It's one of those careers that's out there in a very uncertain job market that has really remained appealing for a lot of those different ways. But the way that you mentioned, so this is also a program that is open to, or the recruitment in general is open to people that are already established in the field as doctors and they could transition to the Navy side just from their regular practice. Is that what I heard?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So, you know, whether you're graduating pre-med and going into medical school, graduating medical school and you're categorically matched, or you're, you know, a 20-year attending triple board certified family medicine position, insert location here, you know, we've got an opportunity in a place where, you know, we can bring you into the service. That's the career path that they choose. And so there's an opportunity for everyone, if you will. And a really cool thing that a lot of people don't know about right now, an unfortunate piece is there's some people that don't match every year, right? When match season happens, there's, you know, 50, 60, 70, 100 people that don't match. And that hurts me that, you know, people go through medical school, they graduate, become doctors, MDs or DOs, and sometimes they don't match. The Navy actually has a program to be able to allow those physicians to practice medicine in three of our operational categories. And so we've got flight medicine, undersea medicine, and general medicine. And so if they didn't match, if they've completed their intern year and have an unrestricted license, we're able to allow them to practice medicine where they wouldn't be able to anywhere else. And so I think that's so cool because it's just one of the little things that make us different and be able to provide an opportunity for those physicians out there that didn't necessarily match.
So we have different programs for wherever you are. Some of the programs will pay your tuition. Some of the programs will actually pay you a full wage salary where you're considered active duty while you're going in this program. So you get your medical care and dental care and everything, which is great if you already have a family and you're worried about that while you're trying to get through medical school. But then the other part of this campaign is to, yes, bring people in who are already serving as doctors and come with that experience from the civilian side.
It's so important to mention that financial side too, and just some of the advantages and benefits for being involved, let's say, with the Navy and with the armed forces. Alan, you mentioned, you know, Chicago is a great place to do. Obviously, you know, it's a big city. It does have some great medical schools, a hospital campus. There's a lot of things happening in a leading way here. Also, Great Lakes is here too. For those people that are hearing this and thinking like, well, where would I, even if you're established in a career, you're going to have some sort of introduction into the armed forces, the military side of things, the Navy side of things. Great Lakes is right here. Is that part of the thought process? All the basic training happens right there for Chicago?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. So we have, we call them billets, like placement where someone would practice at. Great Lakes is absolutely one of them for multiple different specialties. And so, you know, some folks that have been around Chicago for a while know that the Navy has deep ties back to World War II when there was a large naval air station. But I think everyone knows that Great Lakes is the Navy town. But yeah, absolutely. We have multiple specialties that can get stationed in Great Lakes and practice medicine, perhaps right from where they grew up or in a similar location.
But it is an exciting time to be involved, not only in the healthcare system and part of an initiative like this, but in the Navy too. And from a marketing side too, Alan, you've got NASCAR. I do the motorsports stuff here. WGN Radio was the first station to ever broadcast the Indy 500. We do a ton of motorsports, and you've got NASCAR coming out to, you mentioned San Diego, out to Coronado. And that's exciting too. And that's going to be another opportunity, I think, to engage with people, engage with fans, and kind of share that wider story of opportunities in the Navy through racing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's coming up here shortly, and the Navy will be showing its flag there in a big way, and we'll actually have our activation group we call the Strike Group out there, which is an event asset where people can come up and meet recruiters and look at the various things that we have to offer. But yeah, so we're always looking at those opportunities where we can leverage something that's already going on to tell the Navy story in a bigger way. Again, with resources being constrained, we have to be as smart as we can with our resources. And that's why we're looking to go to places like Chicago, where we know we have a ton of healthcare professionals and medical schools. And we can really talk to a lot of folks with one message in a very small amount of area.
Yeah, it's a story too that isn't really as well told. Like I said, you think of the ships and you think of the combat and you think of a lot of things, submarines, but you don't always think of the healthcare side of it and all those great opportunities that exist within the Navy. So guys, people hearing this, if they want to get involved, you know, find out more information, sort of pursue and get in on some of these opportunities, where can they go?
Sure. So the best place to go would be Navy.com/medicine. And you'll find out all the information that you'd like there. You can chat with a recruiter there. You can request more information where you can leave your information for us to contact you. Also, if you're just with your phone there, if you want to text the word medicine to U.S. Navy, that'll put you in contact directly with one of our concierge recruiters who deal only with bringing in medical folks. And then again, if you just want to kind of watch that series, Medicine Unscripted, and watch the two doctors and two dentists and surgeons have a conversation about the various ways they handle things differently, you can just search out Medicine Unscripted and it'll pull right up for you.
So, you know, we like to talk about the important piece, like, you know, the serving and the military aspect, but I just wanted to be very super clear and articulate the monetary piece, because, you know, people have to sustain a certain lifestyle. And when you Google how much people get paid, it's very challenging to show the full picture. And so I want to be very clear through our three programs. So if you're a medical student, it'll be fully paid for, and you get a $29.99 monthly stipend while in medical school. If you're in a residency status, you get $80,988 on top of your residency pay for the entirety of your residency. If you're a final year resident, or if you're an attending, or, you know, a fellowship trained physician, we're looking at anywhere from $280,000 to $350,000 a year, with bonuses from $400,000 to $800,000 with a lump sum capability. So if you need to pay off some loans or student loans, or if you want to buy a house, we have a lump sum option. And again, monetary driven decision making is not what is a good fit for the Navy, but you have a sustainable lifestyle that you've got to continue doing. And so that's, I just want to be very clear about that. So we are not too shabby when it comes to what we'll, you know, pay So
it's important to share that. It's obviously the higher purpose of being a part of the whole big picture, like you said, adding to that legacy, serving the country. You know, there's a lot of great positives in there, and it doesn't hurt that it's actually a great way to sustain yourself, raise a family, be successful at the same time. There are some great opportunities here, and these are things that I don't know if everybody knows about. So I appreciate you guys getting on and sharing that with everything. So Michael and Alan, thanks so much for everything that you're doing and sharing. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Thanks again, of course, for your service, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
No, thank you, and really, really appreciate the time that you've given us, and we'll look forward to chatting with anyone who wants to know more about the opportunities.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.